Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. I've been talking all week about confidence, and one of the questions that I get asked sometimes after presentations is, you know, have you always been confident on stage, or is that something that you developed over time? And I've been doing it for, gosh, actually a lot more. I was going to say 26 years, but I used to do speaking competitions in high school, so I've been speaking on stage for 35 years, a long time. And the thing is, I've always been able to pull it off. But where my confidence came from has changed dramatically over the years. So in the old days, it was really just survival. I don't know that I would have even said I was confident. I got through it. But then I learned NLP, and I learned that there were things that you could do, confidence tricks. You could stand a certain way and imagine certain things. You could imagine the audience was tiny and small, or you were supposed to imagine them on the toilet or in their underwear. I never actually, that didn't work for me. But you know, there were all these tricks that I learned to manipulate my mind, to manipulate my physiology, to create a kind of a confidence in front of a group. So in a way, what I had learned to do, and it's a very common practice, is pretend to be confident until I started to feel confident. In other words, fake it till you make it. To be confident, act confident. And I still got nervous, and I would sometimes battle with my nerves, but I usually won the battle. Now, as I did more and more speaking, more and more time in front of groups, I got to the point where I felt like my confidence came from preparation. So I would plan meticulously. I would plan my talks out in 30 to 90 second increments. I would work on my material. I would work on kind of crazy like scenario planning where, okay, now if somebody attacks me with a gun during the talk, what would I do? And I did find that the more I prepared, the more confident I felt. And when I reflected on it, I actually kind of used all that preparing like mental Xanax. So it was like self-soothing by going, okay, I prepared for this. You prepared for this. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And I would use that as a sort of a balm for my nerves. But at some point it dawned on me that from the very first time I ever stood up in front of a group that I could remember, which was the narrator in a first grade production of Pinocchio, I was only ever really nervous before I got up in front of the group. In other words, once I was actually engaged in what I was doing, once I was actually connected to either my lines when I was acting or the people in the room or the other people on stage, the nerves kind of magically disappeared. And there was a kind of a natural confidence, a natural enjoyment that came through. And that was true no matter how big the audience was. It was true even when I was asked questions that hadn't been part of my preparation. In fact, it was actually more true when I was asked questions I hadn't been asked. It got to the point where I really wanted to do trainings where the entire training was me getting up and going, any questions? Because I found I was at my most confident and my most engaged when I had no idea what was going to come at me and I had no idea what was going to come through me. And that was kind of a game changer. Because when I saw where confidence really came from, I realized it was 180 degrees the opposite of what I'd been doing to try and create confidence. So instead of trying to make myself feel better when I got nervous, I started to just let the nerves come and go, which they did anyways, but I tried even less hard because I just knew, well, when my thinking changes, my feeling will change. So if I'm not thinking about trying not to think about things, it will just flow more naturally. And my attention will naturally get off me, go back out into the world, and my natural confidence will come through. And the other part of that was I stopped trying to predict the future because I realized I'm at my best when I'm fully engaged. Everybody is at their best. You are at your best when you're fully engaged and present in the unknown. So rehearsing and scenario planning takes us in the wrong direction. It takes us more up into our heads and more out of the freshness of the present moment. And you start to realize you can trust something fresh to come through. And when you really see that, being in the moment, in the not yet created moment, becomes your favorite place to be. So many of you know, I did a TEDx talk called Why Aren't We Awesomer? You can find it online. And in the months leading up to it, I had to continually reassure the organizers that my unwillingness to rehearse or run through the talk in advance wasn't out of a lack of respect for the event. Because that was normally the way that it's done. You rehearse, you turn in an outline, you maybe even make a video. And I had told them up front I wouldn't do it. In fact, I'd said, look, if you want that, I understand, but it's not going to happen. And they were great about it. And they were patient with me, but they kept checking in. And I did. It wasn't a lack of respect for the event. It was just, I have such a deep respect for the awesome creative force that comes through us when we get our personal thinking out of the way. We get out of the way of our personal thinking and we let something come through. We get connected to the simplicity of presence. So when I talk about this sometimes, I use the analogy of a sailboat. So we understand the physics of sailing, even if we wouldn't call them physics. We know if we aim a boat roughly the direction we want to go, we unfurl the sails. When the wind arrives, it'll take us where we want to go. And we know there's not much value in paddling while we wait for the wind, and there's no value at all in trying to blow into the sails ourselves. So we follow the physics. We let our common sense guide us, given what we understand about how sailing works. Well, in the same way with confidence, all we ever need to do is show up to the moment. We aim ourselves in a direction. We unfurl our sails by getting out of the way of our personal thinking, by making ourselves as available as we can to the force of our creative nature. And that force is sometimes gentle and it's sometimes awesome. And so in that sense, where confidence comes from is our understanding of the physics of the mind. Understanding that the wind of fresh new thinking will fill the sails of consciousness and will be carried along on the buoyant ocean of universal energy on which we all sail. Have fun, learn heaps, and happy exploring. I'll talk to you tomorrow.